Kevin, you heard the highlight of the night. That was the first goal of the game. You get a power play opportunity early. How important was it for the team to bury it?
It was good. I mean, we've worked on our power play all week. It's definitely something that's kind of been hit and miss lately, so we worked on it this week. And, you know, obviously going 100% on it is a good sign for that, but I think we need more 5-on-5. But overall, it's a good start to the game.
We sort of talked about, despite the shots on goal and the number of goals that ended up finishing, it was a pretty good game overall. I mean, I thought the Vipers played a pretty good one. Maybe give us your overall assessment through the course of the game, minus the little letdowns that resulted in goals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some penalties that we probably don't need to take, and, you know, a couple of defensive laps that ended up in the back of our net, and probably, you know, not the greatest goals they scored tonight, but, you know, they went in, and, you know, it was a pretty back and forth game. We didn't get too many shots because we didn't really, I mean, they're good at pushing us to the outside. They're a bigger hockey team than we are, but, you know, we have to find ways to get to the net and get second and third opportunities. But, you know, they play a simple game. You know, they play a game that I think our team needs to play and just play simple. And, I mean, that's a skilled hockey team over there that's playing simple. And, you know, they definitely looked good. But, you know, we're going to have to kind of lick our wounds tonight and come ready Sunday to bounce back.
It didn't look like the team quit at all, though. Down by a couple heading into the third period, they continue to roll. The top unit power play goes out there. And even in the final few minutes there, 5-on-3, Shortridge had to make a couple of big saves. It looked like they wanted to keep the score 6-3 and build for game two on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a joke by Fred Harbinson, you know, putting his top line on the ice for a 5-on-3 when they're up 6-3. I mean, that's, if you ask me, that's disrespect, but, you know, that's the way Freddie wants to do it. That's fine. We'll take that. But, you know, our guys never gave up. We never quit, and, you know, we like that out of our group no matter what the score is.
You guys have had to sort of go through this all year long, tough loss, and then quickly back at it again on Sunday. Maybe talk about some of the positives this team can take out and know that it's a long series. Don Klepp had about 40 hits. It was a physical game. Is that something that you guys can continue to lean on through the course of the series?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a focus of ours, is finishing our checks. And, you know, we want to play clean hockey. We don't want to have any dirty hits. We just want to play hard, you know. But it is a long series, and, you know, we are going to have to find some things on video that we did good tonight and work on those. But I think overall we just need to be a bit more simpler and keep our discipline and our emotions in check.